bang bang.
Mama, that you?
Is this thing
Love
on?
Talk Radio.
Mama?
The following is intended only for mature audience.
That somebody speaking in Spanish?
I think that's Miss Katrina A. Johnson.
Oh my, that's fresh. Well, welcome to Unscripted Radio. It's me, Mike J, and Karen is here, and Mama is back with well, no bridesmaids or no Joy Cita dress. They were looking for a Joy Cita dress for Joyce to wear down the aisle or on the aisle or next to the aisle, wherever the hell she's gonna be. I don't know.
It
was a nightmare.
Just go send her down there naked. That's all. It's just
that's
safe.
Pretty much. Well, I was like, Mom, let's
put her in
order,
saran
like,
wrap.
Three dresses. There's so many dresses online that she liked, that I liked, that I was like, you need to wear this, that, or that. That I'm like, screw it. Let's just order three different sizes. You know, one of them's bound to fit you, and we'll just send the other back. She's like, well, what about the shipping? I'm like, who cares about the fucking shipping? Let's just get the dress.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Forget the shipping. Get the dress.
Right.
It's
well,
like, by the time
like,
you get done with all that, it's going to be like, you know, she's going to hate the dress anyway. She's going to be like, why did I ever pick this dress? That's how
right.
women are.
Well, and she, you know, we went to the bridal stores, and I have to tell you, they kind of sucked. Their service was kind of shitty. Like, I just wasn't impressed with anything. And, like, I don't know what's going on, ladies, but if you're going to get married this season, don't, because the shit is
I'm not
going to
get married ever, so don't worry.
I wanted to go slap the fucking designers. I couldn't
are.
Even handle
and
it.
Spandexer comes with $1 million in its pocket. You're married,
ooh,
girl.
Ooh.
$1 million? It would take $1 billion.
You got to take $1 billion? Uh-oh. What kind of baby
well,
do
then
you
I
have?
Expect my support
What the
check.
Hell am I going to do with $1 million? That's not enough.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I am talking to Katrina Johnson. That is true. My bad.
Exactly.
Hello? What happened
Hello?
To Jeffrey?
Hello? I'm right here.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us your story about not getting married. Hi.
Just don't do it because the shit is ugly as sin. But then we went to this place, and it was like something out of the freaking movie. These bitches, we walked into this, like, it's a little old school boutique. You know, they kind of, maybe there was a little hemp leaven in there, you know, kind of a thing.
Oh, my.
In a neighborhood that I used to work, I used to nanny for some doctors. And, like, I mean, it was, you know, a distance away, but I'd, like, walk through the baby or whatever. You know, it's cool. My mother, my grandmother were, like, shitting bricks. They were a little scared. I had to explain to them that it was fine.
You're like, it's okay. You will come
so
out alive.
So we got
Remember
in there.
The 70s.
Yeah, right. And it was a riot. Like, I mean, we had, like, four or five women all coming up with multiple dresses at a time. Like, it was something, like, out of a movie. That was so much fun. We didn't find a dress. But my mom's, one of the girls that was working with my mom's name was Willow. So shout out to Willow. She's not listening, though, because she informed me how she does not have the internet.
Oh.
Because it's the devil.
That's rough.
She's not listening.
That's
so
hilarious.
Watch out for her. Yeah, with her hemp dress. But, I mean, she really was special. I mean, they were just coming out with dress. They didn't know what to do with us. And my grandmother's like, no, no. And then they're like, they came over because my grandmother wanted a dress and went to the store. And they're like, what about this? I'm like, absolutely not. No way in hell. No, 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 no. They're like, well, who's the bride? I'm like, you're looking at her, bitch. They did not know what to do with me. And, like, I'm like, then they put my mother in this thing that reminded me of, like, some kind of a bed cover, a slip cover or something. I was like, what the hell? Is she a cutting tendon? I get that shit off her. Like, I was so mad that they even handed that to her. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, how much weed have you smoked today?
You should have taken pictures.
No, because it was that ugly. My mother would have never forgave me. I mean, it was the most appalling thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. But so the dress.
It could have been on like it could have been the next top 10, like top 10 dresses that will not be allowed at Jeffrey's wedding.
Hell yeah.
It would be a pictorial though, top 10, and then we'd have to like discuss it and rip it apart like Joan Rivers style.
I'm telling you, have you seen the Disney movie Sleeping Beauty? Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. When they're making her the dress and they're trying to sew it by hand, they have like the bottom, and then at the bottom it like has a band around it. Like, it looked like that. It was white and had all this crazy shit on it. I mean, it just looked huge and puffy and made her look horrible. Oh, no. No. Not happening.
Picture
not
like
okay.
An abominable snowman, or however you say it, but in dress form.
It was just foul. I mean, everything, but, you know, so whatever. But my mother's going nuts because there's still a lot of things that I need to do. Like, I haven't bought the centerpiece stuff yet. And I'm going away for the weekend. I'm going to Corfu, where I will probably be intoxicated for most of the weekend on four-wheelers. Maybe
sounds
tipping
like a winning plan to me.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, well, I got to get the hell out of here. I need a weekend. So, it's going to be interesting. Say what?
I said you should make all your decisions while you're intoxicated and just see how it all turns out.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, and then I had my good friend Mimi, who I named for as well, call me. And she was like, so the guys are going to be casual and the girls are going to be in bridesmaid dresses. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. And to be honest, I hate the bridesmaid dresses, but it is what it is because I just gave up because I stopped caring.
I thought I was praying that all was going to change yesterday. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, just shopping. He'll find a better dress.
Oh, no, I went and shopped for gowns. And the messed up part is I found the exact dress that I've been looking for the entire time. But it's too late because everybody's like, the dresses are going to take a month to come in, and then if they're not right, we're all screwed. So, I mean, it's going to be bobby pins and shit. Yeah, I'm going to kick it old school. Like, I'm going to show you some drag styles. Like, I'm just going to bust out some pins and shit. I'm going to make them dresses fit. So, yeah, it's definitely an issue. Like, I didn't even realize. I'm like, ordering a bridesmaid's dress takes a month? I'm like, I hope everybody's ordering their shit.
Nope, not yet. You guys better order it.
Yeah, I ordered mine yesterday, Mama. Don't you worry. But I still didn't get to see what color pool was.
Girl, don't look. Just be surprised.
Oh, it's foul. I saw that color in the thing, and I was like, oh, dear God, what did I do?
Yes. It's like an electric blue, Katrina, like an electric light blue. Like, Jeffrey did it dirty. That's all I got to say.
Like, you
he's
know,
a poorly
when you
bitch.
Go,
let me tell you.
Is it yellow or what?
It's blue, like it's just like the worst color shade blue I've ever seen. He's a squirrely bitch. He did us dirty. He got us all crazy.
Jeffrey is that a monkey bitch bride putting on her seat all blue?
What it would have been doing you dirty is if I made it a theme wedding and had it be the fucking Power Rangers. That would have been doing you dirty.
No, because I had to run through all your groomsmen. That would have been bad for you. You'd have been uncomfortable.
We're giving mad tribute to David Yost. And then the thing is, let me tell you, this blue you can see from the freaking Venus. You can see it from outer space.
Wow.
We need to have a trash to dress party. So after we wear it, we all need to jump in a river or something.
So, Miss Karen, from what I understand here, Mama went through.
Then it'll be brown and blue striped.
I know, like, he had us, we could have picked a dress, Jeffrey, you should just relinquish power to us, and we would have called everybody and said, look, bitch, this is what you're wearing, get on a Jenny Craig diet or something.
Thing. You know, all I wanted was a simple beach dress. I wanted a beach dress that you could wear, again, it was like under $50, I didn't want a bridesmaid's dress, and I just got so...
And the next thing I know, I get a email going, you're wearing this. And I was like, ooh. And then I just was like, okay.
Yeah, and then she called me. She's like, "That's not really the dress, is it? That's a joke, right?"
I did. Sorry. It was shocking. I want Mike to wear that dress during the wedding. How about Mike?
God.
We change clothes and miss in the wedding. You put on that
Just wear it for the pictures. All you have to do is wear it for the pictures. Bring something else. You can change it at the reception. I don't care.
You promised me. You were like, whatever dress we pick, it's gonna. You'll be able to wear it after. It's gonna be like a party dress. And here we are.
It's
now, you know what? I'm gonna ask my mom all this time. And his amazing
prom
tape.
No prom to go to.
There's a Vegas prom in Vegas. You should come to it. I've never been to a prom. I graduated high school too early. Let's go to the prom.
Yeah. We've got Bitsy and Bopsy dresses, girlfriend. We're ready.
Karen, you're going to be able to wear. You're going to be able to wear this dress when our reality show gets picked up and we go to, like, the MTV Awards or something.
Yes.
All right. You'll be able to wear this dress.
I'm trying to find. I can't even find the fucking dress. Like, I don't
know
where
it is. Go to Facebook.
I can't find it.
Go to Facebook and go to your open conversation.
Yeah, it's right in the Facebook page. Because every time
it's not for me. Can somebody send me a link?
You know where we should wear it? We should wear
it
when we have dinner with the fans. We're going to wear that dress.
I know. We should wear that dress. And you know what? I want to go down the aisle naked like your mom's going down the aisle. How about that?
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
I just shared it on the Facebook page for the radio. Oh, God. Look at why. Every time I look at it, it gets worse and worse.
You're a squirrely bitch. That's all I got to say, Jeffrey Emmett. We were once friends.
Oh, boy.
We were once friends.
Fuck. It is not. Look at. Let me just tell you how this worked down.
I'm best friends with my co-host, Mike Day, who we co-hosted the show yesterday all by ourselves, and it was fabulous, I must say.
We did. It was quite nice.
Do you want a cookie?
Oh.
Huh?
What?
I continue to watch it. A couple of you two are on air together.
It was just me and Mike. We were, like, kicking it.
Well, that's because somebody was drugged up. I'm not naming names or anything.
We have fabulous news to deliver to you. I don't know if you know this already. But Amanda Bynes got charged with DUI. it was breaking news yesterday.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. That crazy bitch has not learned her lesson. When is she going to dump that dude and stop partying and get a damn driver?
I don't know. And then she tweeted Barack Obama telling Barack, like Barack has time to be on Twitter, to fire the guy who charged her, and she doesn't drink and drive, and she doesn't side swipe cop cars.
Shut up.
We thought it was hilarious. We thought it was fucking hilarious. This girl tweeted Barack Obama.
It's brilliant.
He runs his Twitter. I think he's, like, campaigning, trying to, what did you say, Mike? He's trying to get the troops out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly.
But free Amanda Bynes. That's it. Free Amanda Bynes from her second DUI in 2 weeks and shit. That's it.
Right.
Yeah,
we need a pop shirt. Free Amanda Bynes.
I'll wear that
we
shit.
Say free the dumbass, and then the back would be AKA Amanda Bynes.
I'll do it all day, every day.
Okay, wait a minute. Seriously, what? I'm on this bitch's Twitter right now. I'm so confused.
It says,
I can't help but laugh at all of you writing fake stories about me. I was not in any hit and runs. I don't drink, so the DUI is... Well, why are you being charged, bitch? Obviously, you blew something. Did you drink too much fucking cough syrup? Like, what's going on? And don't they have proof that she did the hit and run? Like, I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. We'll see what she's talking about when she's got a felony charge on her.
Katrina, I think you should tweet her and tell her to come onto our show, and then we have a good lawyer for her.
Speak your mind, girl.
I'll just go back to my tanning salon in L.A., Sunset Tans on Laurel Canyon. I always run into her there. So last time I was naked in the hallway and she came running by and smacked into me. I was like, oh, hi, haven't seen you in a while. Oh, and yep, here's all of me. I've changed through the years. You like it? Yeah, I thought so. Interesting conversation. I'll just hang out there and wait till she shows up. She's got a lot of partying to do these days, so I'm sure she'll be needing to get tan.
I just really disturbed that she's left that on her Twitter. Hey, Barack Obama, I don't drink. Please fire the cop who arrested me. I also don't hit and run. The end.
Right. Well, she also talked about doing shrooms and shit on her Twitter. So she'll do shrooms, but she won't drink and drive. Okay.
Yeah, figure that one out.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what's hilarious is that it just goes to show her level of, like, maturity. Like, she has absolutely no maturity. Like, I love when a person gets upset and the first thing you do is tweet. You know, that's the first thing you do is tweet. That just goes to show where your level of maturity is. I would, like, call my lawyer. Or I would, you know, I wouldn't tweet. Like, I just would be quiet. Like, shut up and let your lawyers figure it out and, you know, go on with your life.
And this is because it happened again, right? This is different from the incidents that happened weeks ago?
No,
is that what you're telling me?
But she's getting more publicity now than ever.
They're barely charging her. They're barely charging her from what happened in April. This is from the old thing.
Yeah, it's been, like, what, 4 weeks in between DUI charges?
I guess. Like, if you're Hollywood ingenue, you've got a, you know, grace period, I guess. I don't know.
You got to keep it trendy. Keep it updated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's trying to re-jumpstart her career, and she's going about it the wrong way. All she
she's
really needs to do is have
Lohan
a sex
way.
Tape, release it, or come on Unscripted Radio, because you know all the hot people in Hollywood listen to this show.
Well, I just say she's actually, you know, Lindsay Lohan is back on the map. I mean, she's, you know, filming her movie currently, the Elizabeth Taylor movie. So, I mean, maybe Amanda Bynes is smarter than we all think.
Nah.
Maybe.
I know.
I doubt it.
I know that. They told me how smart she is.
Retweet her.
Can I give Firecrotch a little shout-out?
Yeah.
I actually have to send her some love. Because, you know, I was completely and utterly against this whole her playing Liz Taylor. She's not ready. But the picture that I saw that they released, she actually
looks good. She looked good, didn't she? Like, hair and makeup and lighting, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, so I got to give Firecrotch Ginger Junk some credit.
She looks good in Playboy. I bought her issue. She looks good.
They airbrushed a lot in Playboy, so I didn't, like, you know, I mean, she looked good, but it's airbrushed.
Honey, they could make me look good in Playboy. Are you kidding?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They can make the donkey look good in Playboy.
Your man memories will look awesome, Mike, in Playboy.
memory.
They'll be just right. They'll be looking so pretty.
I know. I don't think we talked once about your man memories. And look, they come back, Mike, and here I am talking about the man memories. Sorry.
I know.
That's bad on you, Miss Ashley.
You know what? Well, we had such a peaceful show last night. Look at this.
We were so outraged by Amanda Bynes. We were, like, cracking up. Like, we were screaming, laughing. Because it was, like, breaking news. And then our good friend Tofu was the one who posted her tweet to Barack Obama in the chat room. And we were done. I was like, I can't wait to tell Katrina. I can't wait.
I mean, what is her deal? Did she think
she was going to wake me up yesterday when I was dying of my illness?
Oh, man. You should.
Yeah, I think your illness was a hangover.
Was it?
Oh, dude, I'm so sick. I keep meeting myself so I can hawk a along.
Stop smoking all them cigarettes.
Did you get the plague? The bubonic plague?
I think it's the West Nile.
Oh.
Do you have mosquitoes in Las Vegas?
Yeah. And we have Asians.
Okay, I thought that would have went over a little funnier, but I guess not.
We have mosquitoes. We also have Asians. It could be the bird flu. I don't know what it is, but I've had it since Thursday, and this is the first time I have my voice back.
Maybe you have mono.
I don't have mono. I haven't been making out with anybody.
You'd
be the first to know.
I got a little couple of years going on in Vegas for me, and I'm getting the scoop. I've got Katrina Johnson watch.
Maybe you can see DVDs, Katrina.
Well, I got news for you. Katrina Johnson is in California right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been
in California. Yeah, I guess you guys aren't doing you any good right now.
Listen. maybe you caught something from that cherry vanilla that you stalked the other night on the boardwalk or wherever the hell it is you were.
It's on the move.
Cherry? Mm-hmm. She didn't look contagious. I didn't get that close to her.
Honey, that one picture, that bitch was towering over you, all right?
I was in the car, though. I was in the car, pulled up right next to her.
Oh, listen.
Well,
I hope...
that's your phone.
Well, I had it, though, before I saw her. I had it for Thursday. Yeah.
Well, look, you know what they say about the herp. It flares up in right circumstances.
You know what I found out about the herp? I researched it the other day. I was talking to some Canadians, and they said that you can get a cold sore from cold weather. I said, that's a lie. So I researched it, and I was like, you know, it's right. It says that herpes is also a fever blister. It could come from cold. And it says if you've ever had chicken pox, that's a form of herpes.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
It's all
about
so
to bring
it
to you bitches, but all y'all have the herpes, so
fuck. See, I've never had fever blisters, and as for the chicken pox, I will...
Have you ever had the chicken pox? Uh-huh.
No comment.
No comment.
You know who's got the mouth herpes? Katrina, and you're going to have to get down with her. I hope she doesn't have an outbreak. Lil Shan, the angry midget, she sure enough does. Uh-oh. She gets them right out of her mouth. I'm like, girl, you can't... Mm-mm, don't sip my beverage.
That's like, no. That's right. They're all close to related. It's the bad herpes that you can't. It's that venereal one that you can't cure. All the other stuff you can cure. They got medicine for.
Well, I'm still tripping over that boy. That, you know, that my friend of mine that came and he was crying that the girl cheated on him. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, and she gave me herpes. And I want her back. I'm like, what?
I'd have to kill a bitch. That's all I gotta say. It would be murder was the case if you give me the hurt. That's all I'm saying.
I would pull a razor blade out of my titties and cut a bitch. No.
I'd have to cut you. I might have to, I don't know what I'd have to do.
Get my straight blade and some Vaseline because we're going down.
There's just not enough money in the world to make me get over that. I'm sorry.
Right.
No,
right,
definitely not.
What do you do? What do you do in your next relationship? Go, excuse me. I got the herp. Like, how do you bring that up?
You say, honey, I'm so sorry, but I have a case of chicken pox.
It keeps coming back.
Well, I think it'd probably be easier to have the conversation, especially if you're a dude, as to why you have herpes versus anal warts. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Oh, I think I just threw up.
That's true. I mean, look. It's not hard. You just take them into the bathroom, whip out your junk, and be like, huh, you still interested, baby? Huh?
Mike, you act like you're speaking from experience.
No, none of that. None of that.
I thought you had gonorrhea.
But speaking of diseases, I've actually got an update for you coming up in about 7 minutes in the news break about the World Health Organization, WHO, is putting out an alert to some issues. That's coming up in about 7 minutes. But have you guys heard about this story? Comes out of North Carolina, and a woman has been arrested over the weekend after she squeezed a man's testicles out of his scrotum.
Wait, what? She squeezed his testicles out of what?
His scrotum.
I'm afraid for him. I'm afraid for her.
Warning.
Whoa.
This story's
like, they went
graphic.
Up inside him, or like they busted out the sides?
They busted out the sides.
I don't want
there.
Visuals.
What did he do to her? That's what we need to know.
Police say 35-year-old Joyce Maxine Gregory got into an argument with a man Saturday morning. When he went outside to call 911, she followed him and grabbed his scrotum. The man ran by to a nearby rescue squad building for help. Police were sent to the home on Bowman Street to arrest Gregory. Officer said when Gregory was put in the patrol car, she pulled down her pants and urinated in the back seat. She is charged with malicious castration and assault inflicting serious bodily injury. Her bond is set at $20,000. The story doesn't say what he did to her. I'll see if I can find that here. But
well, I'm sure he deserved it. At least she didn't eat his testicles, because then I really would be worried about zombies. After that man's face got... No.
Okay, well...
People stay away from the bath salts, bitches.
$20,000 bond. You can have a joint and probably get a bigger bond than that. Like, that's pretty lame.
All she did was squeeze
out
his testicles.
I still don't get what provoked her, though.
Yeah, what was the cause?
You know, it doesn't... I'm trying to look through a couple of articles here. It doesn't say what the cause is, but to give a little more detail, Jeff was asking about the testicles. Police report that the man's scrotum was, quote, split open, and they saw blood on the floor of the porch and the siding of the residence. However, a urologist was able to stitch the wound, and there will be no long-term permanent damage. He will still be able to bust a nut in the future. So
that is not in the article.
So what happened with her pulling her pants down and peeing on the back seat? What was that?
Well, when they arrested her, she pulled her pants down and peed in the back of the police car.
Marked her territory.
Allegedly.
Marked her territory. She's like,
I'm the head
of this whole seat now. That's crazy. That's pretty insane. That's almost as bad as all the stories you had yesterday, Mike. All of Mike's stories yesterday were crazy as hell. He had some guy eating some guy's brain and his heart. It was just bad.
Link in his zombie stories. Come on, man.
Okay, so here's a little more details here. I'm just trying to find a cause for you guys. It says apparently this woman may have been highly intoxicated, and that's why she urinated in the back seat. It just says that she's claiming she is the victim in the attack.
Crazy. I've been drunk and I ain't never
crazy. That's
anything.
Not a good enough reason, though, to rip the dude's balls apart, literally.
Right. Ouch.
I can't imagine. Like, I heard this story on the radio this morning on my ride into work, and I literally started shaking. Like, my nuts shriveled up, and they went to the special place. All right? I'm just saying.
And you have some big cojones, so that's major.
I mean, that's got to be some pretty intense pressure that your nut is going to bust through your skin.
Oh, I don't want any more visuals, please. I'm on my way to dinner, please. Remind me not to order the meatballs.
I saw this really raunchy video on Facebook where a girl... Or a guy chops it off and he, like, eats it, his own.
Oh.
Oh, man. Remind me not to order the meatballs or the sausage for dinner.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ouch. Where's Jeffrey? Oh. He's too quiet. You know when Jeffrey's quiet, he's up to no good.
I think he's trying to bust out, he's trying to bust Joe's nut. I don't know.
No, I've been talking, but I just realized I was muted.
How do you not know?
I've been muting myself because I'm hacking up a lung. I sound like a 98-year-old woman with emphysema. It's not cute.
That's very attractive.
Really, it's becoming of a lady. I can't even handle it. I mean, all this nut breaking, like eating people's faces, it's a little concerning to me as to what's going on. I feel like I need to close the door to daycare because I don't know if a parent's going to come in, squeeze my balls off, or eat my face. No matter what way you roll the dice, it's not really good for me.
Anything's possible at this point.
If I were you, I'd let them have my face because I'd probably want to use my balls more.
That's what I'm saying. Because here's my thing. Look, you can chew my face off. Yes, I might be ugly and I may never have sex again, but I can still masturbate. If you bust out my nut, well, I mean, I suppose I could, you know, tug on
it. You can't do that.
I know. I mean, I could tug on them a little bit, but nothing's going to come out because I think if you lose your nut, well, there's no sperm.
Ouch.
Just saying. I mean, can you imagine you got some woman grabbing onto your junk and, you know, your testicle just busts out of your scrotum and a little squirrel comes along and goes and buries it?
You know, that used to be one of my favorite words.
Trying to get a nut.
That used to be one of my favorite words, scrotum.
Scrotum.
No, not so much. You kind of ruined it for me. Thanks a lot, Mike J. It's nothing sacred to you.
I'm sorry. It's
nothing sacred.
You know what? Yes?
He had pictures of the donkey online. What the hell else could fucking be sacred?
Right.
Yeah, but that's beautiful.
His moral compass is broken.
But that is beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Listen, if I had the donkey, I'd probably advertise that thing, too. At least he didn't have his face in the picture all the way.
All right. He's trying to be fly. Like, just to match up.
Good Lord.
He pulled like a mask of Zorro. It's like it's clearly and obviously him, but he pulled a Clark Kent and he added some glasses just to disguise one little figment of his little face.
I know it couldn't be him.
It couldn't be him. There's a tiny little mask over his eyes.
Oh, God, when do we not talk about my junk on this show? But
We'd be bored if we didn't talk about your junk. Let's just say that.
Listen, we're just here to report the news, and your junk is newsworthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Oh, boy.
There you are.
All right, well, you know what, guys? It's 9:30, and I've got to ruin a little bit more of your night with the news.
Yay!
Break. Yeah. All right, well, the burning question tonight is, was Miss Universe rigged? The Miss USA pageant representative from Pennsylvania resigned her crown, claiming that the contest is rigged. But according to organizers, the beauty queen was upset over the decision to allow transgender contestants to enter. A posting on Miss Pennsylvania Sheena Monin's Facebook page claims another contestant learned the names of the top five finishers on Sunday morning, hours before the show was broadcast.
Ooh.
Turning to health tonight, the World Health Organization is warning medical providers around the world about the potential spread of a drug-resistant form of gonorrhea, urging them to be vigilant in spotting the disease and taking tests to stop the spread. The health agency plans to issue a global action plan, hoping to raise awareness of the disease and encouraging research efforts to find a cure. And an incredible story out of Europe tonight. Hold on to your fat. An obese corpse may have been the cause that a fire which nearly destroyed an Austrian crematorium. Investigators believe that the mid-April blaze in Graz began when large amounts of burning fat from a 440-pound woman's body blocked an air filter, which in turn caused the filter system to overheat, according to Fox News. Firefighters were able to control the blaze by blasting water through the crematorium's vents, but not before the fire had already done enough damage to keep the crematorium shut down for several days. They certainly did have bodies backed up there. Unbelievable. From the Primetime Update News Desk, I'm Mike. That's right. If you're too big, you ain't got no business getting cremated. You'll clog that shit up.
Oh, God.
Jeff Carey. Back to you.
I mean, really?
Yeah,
really?
That's
a
great news, Mike.
Plug, a crematorium.
Only the important stuff do we need to know about.
All the
this
news
show has seriously gone downhill.
Right, like we are in the gutter. If you didn't know, now you know.
All the
life in the gutter is what it is.
The front page of the New York Times.
How I love it. I love Unscripted Radio.
Oh, man, can you imagine? I mean, what if you were the family of this big bitch who clogged up the crematorium? I'm saying.
Man, like, that makes
you think they got a discount or they charged them more?
Well, I would think after this incident, they're probably going to charging by the pound for how many, you know, how much they got to cremate. It's like when you buy meat, it's based on per pound, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they were burning the bitch, so why didn't they just cut her ass in half?
Well, I mean, I suppose if they were, you know, they know what they should do. They should hire that guy that's, was in Baltimore, or that dude up in Maryland who can eat the organs, and, you know, they could have had him come in, eat her face off, eat her major organs, and that probably would have eliminated, like, I don't know, 50 pounds.
Well, you know, I mean, I got to make sure my mom's not in the chat room. Okay, so when they buried my great-grandmother, she was a real big bitch.
Uh-oh.
And they got her this teeny-ass coffin, and my mother said that there was no fucking way that this big broad fit in that fucking casket without cutting her fuck up. I mean, she was a biggins. I ain't gonna lie to you. She was a biggins. So how the fuck she fit in this tiny-ass casket really is beyond me. And there was no wake, so we didn't even know she was really in there. But you could tell something was in there because they were straining carrying her fat ass. God bless her heart. May she rest in peace.
Wow. That makes you want to go on a diet.
Well, not particularly.
Man. Oh.
The thought that I could fuck up a crematorium is kind of amusing to me.
Oh, you go out in the blaze. You go out in the blaze, Jeffrey. You definitely leave your mark.
This is true.
There's somebody creeping outside my house. It's kind of scaring me.
Ooh. Take your shirt off.
Are you crazy? I don't want to blind people.
Do you need a tan too? Do we need to all go have like a spray
my
tan
shirt
together? We should all go get a spray tan during the reality show.
My shirt never comes off. Not in the pool. Not fucking ever.
Does it come off when you and you know, Joe are doing the dirty mamba? What?
Nope.
Not even during the dirty mamba?
Nope.
You don't get hot?
Nope.
Damn.
I ain't taking the shirt off. Ain't happening. No, it's rude looking. Look it. I find it very rude when you go to some place public, a beach or whatever, and you see fat bastards with their shirt off. It's fucking ignorant as shit. And I'm not the one. And I'm not going to contribute to allowing fat people to think that it is okay to let your shit hang out in public.
You know,
it's rude. It scares children.
Here's my thing. I'm always curious. I want to go look through the, you know, the folds of their skin, because you can really tell the history of what kind of food they eat because it gets trapped in there.
No, you know what happened once? This is a true story. It was on one of those, like, real-life ER things or whatever. There was this big bitch. She had to be, like, 700 pounds or whatever because she couldn't walk. And she kept complaining the stomach
pain,
and they fucking lifted up. They lifted up her rolls, and there was a smolting cigarette in one of her.
But you can't even say it. That's so bad. I'm ashamed of you for laughing at this point.
I'm saying, if you got to that point where you lose a cigarette in your fat roll, bitch, it's time to fucking put the Big Mac down and pick up a celery stick. I'm just saying, that is ignorant as shit. Like, you didn't notice you lost a cigarette, and then you talk about you in pain, you couldn't even tell that it was something burning you?
Bet it was like burning flesh. You didn't smell it?
You would think, but she just kept complaining that her fat hurt. Bitch, it's because you got you on fire, stupid.
That's so sad. I can't even laugh because that's sad. That's sad on so many levels. Man.
Oh.
Well, I'm just drinking water for the next month because I don't ever want my
I'm drinking a Stella.
I don't even know. I mean, that's What I remember most, I guess, is remember, maybe you guys saw this, back in the day, Jerry Springer did a show, and they literally, to get this guy out of his house.
He died, didn't he?
He probably did. They They cut the side of his house off, and they had a crane lift him out of his house because he wouldn't fit through the front door, Karen.
That freaking sucks. What kind of life? You know how depressing that life is? Do you know how, like, what do? You just, like, watch TV? Like, what do? Like, oh. Like, he probably hadn't seen the sunshine in, like, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
No, because they don't leave the house. And then they're the ones that, like, go apeshit because, you know, they were, like, one fry short of what they were supposed to get.
Feed them, because this is my thing. If you're immobile, someone's bringing you food. Like someone could, like you said, could bring you a celery stick as opposed to bringing you a fry.
Nah,
like,
they get they get like Meals on Wheels. They just back it up with a dump truck and they open the window and just sort of slide the food in.
You're so wrong. No, but seriously, like think about it. Like who is feeding this person? Someone's cooking them food. Like you could help them lose weight by making them salad and making, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could help, but they kill them, basically. I think that's attempted murder, or at least manslaughter, right?
No.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, no.
You did it to yourself, you fat fuck. Like, lose some fucking weight.
At some point, you didn't do it to yourself because you couldn't even get out the bed. You needed a crane to get you out the bed. So somebody did it to you after.
Well, I remember, I don't know what I was watching. I think it was on one of those A&E channels or whatever, and I felt horrible because there was this big bitch, right? And she's eating like 10 Big Macs or whatever, and she's like, she went to get gastric bypass. She lost 63 pounds inside of a week. I mean, she's that big. She ended up dying while making this, but she's like, you know, she was trying to show fat people or whatever you can do it, I guess. And she was like, I mean, it felt bad because she had a kid and everything, but she's like, there's a common misconception that fat people smell. I don't smell, okay? I smell good. Bitch, you can't get in the shower. How the fuck do you smell good? Do they take the garden hose and hold your fucking ass? I mean, what the hell?
Oh, my gosh. That's really sad because you basically commit suicide. It's just a long process.
It's just a long process. I mean, here's my question. I mean, when you're that big and you can't physically get out of your house, how do you go to the bathroom? I mean, I'm assuming, like, you sit on the john and it all just sort of flows over.
No, they got one of them buckets.
Oh. Like, who's wiping you if you can't get up out the bed?
I don't think they wipe.
Wiping them, they have to get fucking, like, car covers to wipe their ass. You know, they have to get a fucking...
Somebody's got to clean it up or it's sitting there. Like, I'm just saying. I'm thinking of the logistics of it all.
Well,
they can't even sit on the pot. Are you kidding?
That's why big folks smell. We'll ask Katrina.
Don't you remember?
I think
the big bitch at the mall who broke the toilet?
Ew.
Oh.
What do you have to do to break the toilet?
You're very lucky to have missed most of this conversation.
She sued the mall. She got her ass cut out of porcelain. Bitch, I'm sorry. It was your own fault.
My point was, I was trying to think of the logistics of it all. If you can't get out your bed and you're that big where a crane has to come and pull you out of your bed, like when you go to the bathroom, who wipes your ass?
Probably your mother.
Yeah,
she's probably the only motherfucker that's gonna love you.
Right? Yeah. It's that mother's love. That mother's love is stronger than anything.
I was watching Nip Tuck, and there was an episode where there was this lady that was stuck, you know, who couldn't get up to like 500 something pounds, and her skin grafted to the couch, and she would just go to the bathroom on the couch.
Oh, I remember that.
It was like fused to the couch. You remember that?
I remember that episode.
Had to, like, cut it out.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they needed the sergeant to cut her out. Oh, my.
Yeah, and the hospital would just kind of go over there and, like, wipe it up a little bit.
Troy, oh, can you come on over to my place? Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, how does that
you can have him when I'm done. You can have my floppy third.
Oh, look, how does that even happen? I mean, just from the sheer pressure of sitting on the couch that, like, your skin gets stuck into the fabric? I mean, oh, my.
I don't know, but I bet it could happen. If you haven't moved for a few years, like, it takes bed sores to a whole other level.
But this is my thought. Like, at some point, there are days I might be lazy and I might lay around, sit around. But at some point, I get up and I walk around. Like, when did your life
get so bad? But those people have a mental, mental problems, though.
Besides
physical problems, they have mental problems to go along with it, you know?
Yeah,
I feel the need.
It has to be bigger than that. Yeah, you're right. It has to be something mental because at some point I'm going to get up off the couch and walk around my house or I'm going to go outside. Like, I make it a point every day, even if I was a bum. Like, you know, some days you just kind of say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to stay at home, you know, I'm going to veg out. I still go outside. Like, I have to, like, smell the air.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
understand. Like, you sat down, like, for the last time and just never got back up. Like, I mean, I don't understand.
That's pretty much it.
Scotty,
our producer, has, I don't know if this is a personal story or what this is, but he sent me a little message here that I feel compelled to read.
And then when you're done, I have a message for Scotty.
It says,
Giovanni, I hit you up with Words with Friends. What's up, Biatch? You scared? It's cool. I'll tell you.
I'll actually sort that out in a minute. But supposedly a personal story from Scotty Tuhati. It says, I have a sponge on a stick that I use for wiping aft, or rather that my husband uses to wipe me. He's very laid back about it all, but it hurts and embarrasses me to have him take care of something so intimate and frankly disgusting. When he's not at home, I can comfort myself just enough to use it, one hand on the tub rim, the other holding the stick. I dig under my huge apron, brace my arm on the toilet rim, and squirm a bit. It's not really as neat and hygienic as when hubby does it, as I have to bring the dirty sponge forward past my fore and belly. There is no front-to-back wiping except when hubby does it. When I'm out of the house, I simply have to do without wiping. We call it having poopy butt. I can't use the sponge myself since there isn't a tub rim to brace myself on.
What
and
the fuck?
Family unisex bathrooms are rare. Even if I could use the sponge alone while out, where would I rinse it? At home, I use the tub. I couldn't bear to rinse my sponge at a common bathroom sink, and I'm not about to put the sponge in a Ziploc to rinse hours later.
So this person's never had a toilet paper?
I am.
And how often do you change out that sponge? That's confusing. I'm confused. I'm deeply offended.
Well, can I just give a little quick shout-out while you're all sitting there on your couches listening to Unscripted Radio, thinking about how you're grateful you can wipe your own ass.
Yes,
just remember, you can use your fingers to go to unscriptedradio.com and click donate because, yes, it's true, we still need your motherfucking money. We are filming our reality show in August, and we need your cash. So please go over there and send a little donation. Everything is much appreciated.
Right.
We still need to come up with some money because, you know, I'm fat and I need wardrobe. And they have to go to Cuddy Tent and Awning, and that costs a little extra. So please get over there and donate today, or you can make sure you're clicking on the ads on the Unscripted Radio page or, you know, when you're listening on Blog Talk Radio. Click on those ads, especially when they play before when you're listening on demand. We need your money. Stop being cheap.
Right, and this is the thing. You'd want to see the disgusted look on my face after that story. In full, you know, it would be on TV.
I don't think the story's over. I didn't get any damn answers.
And can I just get everybody to go harass one of our interns?
Yes. Which
who's
one?
Who's not in the chat room, who I saw just post, oh, I love So You Think You Can Dance. I'm so glad I get to watch it this season. Please go tweet iTopher2. I said, you should be Unscripted Radio. He said, LOL, don't beat my ass. You got me tomorrow, promise. Bitch, you're going to get a verbal ass whooping. You're going to miss
we
it. It's called TVR. I know, this bitch has been blowing us off like it's his business. Like we were his ex-mistress or something.
That's not cool. Every time I've been the ex-mistress, I still get Christmas cards. I don't get blown off on the sand.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, Katrina, speaking of our intern, Kat, Scotty didn't quite get what you said to him before, so I'm going to bring him on with us now, and y'all hash it out, hash out your differences.
Scotty too hottie, WTF man, I sent you a request on Words with Friends. You have not responded. I think it's because you're scared. You said you scared to play the vernacular game with me. Is that what's up?
You want to play Words with Friends with me?
You're frightened? Are you frightened of my words? Are you scared of what words I might throw at you?
She might talk about Cooter Juice or Stranger Wood.
Cold Jam. I'm
love
I have some good words. I used gigolo the other day. I used ass. I used tits. I used good words. Words with Friends is fun with me. You are missing out. I cannot believe you have not responded. It's been over 24 hours. If I cared a little bit and I had a fragile ego, it would be bruised. Luckily for you, it's impenetrable, so it's still, you know, intact. But
okay,
you know,
well,
when you're ready to penetrate, I'm ready to play.
I will make sure I check my notifications more often.
Yeah, you get on that, mister. I'm saying, how dare you? I am not one to be silenced, obviously.
Oh,
yeah. To make up for the difference.
All right, good. Well, I'll look forward to sending you some things. I'll send you some bad words. And also, speaking of bad words, do we know what our top 10 is about this week? Like, what's going on with that?
You know what? We haven't done the whole top 10 folks you don't want at your barbecue thing for the past 2 weeks, so I'm hoping we get to it this Friday.
Listen, that is old news. I'm going to create a whole other list, okay?
All right.
Why didn't we do it last Friday?
It was the anniversary show. And
it was the anniversary show. We were busy.
We forgot.
Oh.
We had a full show.
All right, well, Katrina.
Yeah.
What would you like this week's top 10 to be?
I don't know. Top 10 excuses you gave to someone to blow off a date.
Good. I like that one.
I know, I need some good ones through the years.
Okay, so.
How about the top 10 reasons of why we're all going to kick Topher's ass?
That's good, too.
What's smart, Topher? Come back on the dark side.
How about the top 10 reasons you should not have a secret love affair with a listener?
Oh, that's fresh.
That talks about two of you.
And it ain't me. I gotta boo, and Jeff gotta boo. Who's left?
That's right. Karen and I have in-house dick, so it leaves Katrina and Mike.
Whatever.
So, back to
my answer. I think it should be the top 10 reasons you've ever given someone to blow off a date.
Okay.
And
I like
if
that.
One of your answers is I have the herp, then you get a gold star.
Top 10 reasons you had to blow off a date. Send those. We'll have to get a hold of Ethan and let him know that's what it is this week. Get a hold of Ethan, top 10, TOPTEN at unscriptedradio.com. Hopefully someone will remember to do it this Friday.
I will.
Maybe we'll do the barbecue list in with it and have a good old time. But before we get close to wrapping up tonight, Scotty Too Hottie has sent me a link to something. Mm-hmm. I believe that I think he's trying to say, Jeff, we may have to get this for when we fly to Los Angeles. It is a longer airline seatbelt extender. It can be yours. They start at $79.50 and range to $154.
That's so wrong.
Well, I hate to break this to you, but I think I've decided to cut my trip a little short in L.A. by a few days each way because I think Mama's going to take the train.
You are crazy.
I'm leaving the midnight train to L.A.
You are crazy.
I can't do it. I don't know. But
oh
look, I've
God.
Got madness before we go. So
yes.
Last night was the season premiere of guess what?
What?
Franklin and Bash, bitches. It's like Zach Morris and Travis grew up from high school and became lawyers. It's fantastic. Premiered last night. It's on TNT, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock, so it's after Unscripted. You need to be checking it out. And, Karen, I know you should be excited about this.
Why?
You know what premieres next? Well, Sunday is True Blood, and next week, honey, it's time to go back to our favorite place,
yeah.
Dallas.
You gotta remind me, because you know I'll completely forget and be mad because I want to see JR.
I think it's on the 13th it premieres. It's a 2-hour season premiere, so I just want to let you guys know it's actually a week from today. I will not be on the show because Dallas has got to come first.
Really?
Karen and I will be taking the night off. It's Mike and Katrina.
There is Tebow, and there is
Thank you.
Look, Ask Topher. There's some things you can't Tebow, and Dallas happens to be one of them.
That is not true.
That is not even true.
It'll be on demand. I can't be here. I'm sorry.
Look at
I got to find out what the fuck JR's been up to.
She did not even give you a pass.
Fast forward through the commercials. So
exactly.
Don't tell me. You have to honor your responsibility to your audience and your fans that love you on Unscripted Radio. We have over 25,000 listeners. And when you don't show up for Dallas, they get upset.
I'm sorry. You know what? I suggest y'all don't show up either and watch Dallas because I need the show to continue.
I cannot. That is blasphemous. I'm going to smack you in the face.
I've been blaspheming up in her. Only one time will I ever get you a pass to miss this show, and it will be next Wednesday.
Absolutely not, Jeffrey Emmett. I'm going to call you. I'm going to do everything to distract you. I'm going to have Joe let that cat back in the house.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, now you just threatened me with something? That's fucked up.
That's right. What?
Well, can I tell you know what? Maybe that was why I got punished last night.
Joe might run on Facebook. Don't think I won't contact him. I'll call the house so he answers. I won't.
To go to bed. And the dog and the cat got in it, and I fell trying to break them up. And I got my hand all clawed up like a sumbitch. So please, don't put my pussy hands to me. I'm a little traumatized.
We're trying to keep the show for next week.
It's karma. It's karma coming
you
at
know,
you.
It's already coming. I'm just saying, your karma's already coming to you.
That's right.
Let this continue. You would want to live your life.
Right.
Okay, I'm just going to let you all know. I'm calling in now with diarrhea next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Diarrhea of the mouth.
Right.
Silly animal.
Who's the squirrely bitch now, Jeffrey?
Katrina.
Knock your ass into the pool.
You ain't jumping on me because I know how to do a karate chop. I'll karate chop your ass. I saw monsters bigger than you.
Did you go
Listen, we haven't kept the company on enough Power Rangers to know how accurately do a Power Ranger pin slap.
When I'm done, you both are going to be able to go to your friends and tell them how wet a bag got you.
I'll do a Power Ranger jump kick and a Power Ranger pin slap.
I would have.
I'll kick the
color
off you.
Listen,
and I'll just start releasing wildlife. I'll have a box of cats, a box of rats, and a box of squirrels. And I'll just let them run towards you and then see what happens.
They will squeeze.
I'm like, you know what? I speak critter.
Your nuts will bust out.
You don't speak toe jam. What you going to do when we pull some toe jam out?
Oh,
this bitch is foul.
Listen, they are going to take some toe jam from between my toes, split out your testicles, and shove it up in there, all right? All right.
I don't even want to talk to y'all no
like
more.
Like a launcher. Like.
You better be happy at the end of the show.
Jesus.
Hey,
Take a little time. Shit, Power Ranger. Go ahead, Aisha.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Hate mail.
Okay, checking in the friends.
Definitely
hate mail. Yeah, please direct all my hate mail to Karen Ashley's fan page.
No, please direct all of it. Come on,
Howie,
let's show him how disrespectful he is.
That's right. Oh,
good
Lord.
Night, Charlie.
Oh, actually, it wasn't
him. Your move. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. It's your move.
We know people.